Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgia is a step closer to getting new voting machines. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, a massive elections bill heads back to the House after passing the Senate today.
The Senate approved the bill 3521 along party lines after about 3 hours of discussion. Republican Senator William Ligon of Brunswick introduced the bill to the Senate. He says the $150 million price tag in the budget has been thoroughly vetted by lawmakers and the state.
This legislation is the product of multiple hearings in the House of Representatives and 3 hearings in the Senate, as well as months of work by a special commission formed last year to review this whole process.
But Democrats say there are hidden costs with the touchscreen ballot marking devices proposed and wanted more time to examine those numbers before voting on the bill. Because the Senate Ethics Committee made amendments, the House must vote on the bill again before sending it to the governor. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Officials blame heavy rains for more than 40 million gallons of sewage spills in the Atlanta area in the last 4 months. Fulton County's system has been overwhelmed a number of times since mid-November. 14 million gallon spill in January was the worst in Georgia in at least 5 years. Georgia set a new international trade record last year. Today, Governor Brian Kemp announced the state exported over $40 billion worth of goods in 2018. That's up 9% from the previous year. Aerospace was the top export, bringing in over $9 billion last year. Georgia now ranks 11th in the U.S. in international exports. Georgia's exports went to 223 countries and territories. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is preparing to deliver her second State of the City address as mayor. GPB's Sophia Salaby previews tomorrow's speech.
Bottoms had only been mayor for a few months when she gave her first State of the City address last May. Since then, a lot has happened in Atlanta. The federal government indicted 2 hackers in a massive cyber attack on city computers last year. The city hosted high-profile sporting events, including the Super Bowl, 2 months ago. And Atlanta's in the middle of fighting a proposed state takeover of Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. The State of the City address will be streamed on Atlanta's TV Channel 26 and on the city's social media accounts. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
And I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.